Audio Generation, GR813.
I am Liam. We have our long-term master plan, but how do we keep it from falling apart when the real world happens? A plan is just paper until you put it into action. Today we are learning how to maintain a balanced budget using the latest digital tools. This is where your financial dreams meet reality. Whether you are using a spreadsheet on your laptop or a sleek app on your phone, the goal is the same. Keep your spending lower than your income so your savings can grow.
I am Maya. I will show you why your smartphone is your best friend for budgeting. We will look at the difference between tracking your spending on an app and planning your future on a spreadsheet. Both are important, but they serve different purposes. Tracking tells you where your money went, but planning tells your money where to go. We will help you choose the right tools so you never have to wonder where your paycheck disappeared to.
And I am Noah. Balancing a budget is not a one-time event. It is a recurring habit. It is about monitoring, adjusting, and sometimes making tough choices. We will look at the three strategies for balancing: increasing your income, reducing your costs, and constant monitoring. If you can master these three habits using digital tools, you will be ahead of 90% of adults when it comes to financial health. Let's bring in Donnie for the technical side.
I am Chloe. We will explore several different scenarios to see how a balanced budget changes. A student with a part-time job has different challenges than someone with a full-time career, but the math doesn't change. Let us look at the digital tools first. Donnie, show us the tech.
I am Donnie. Technology has made budgeting easier than ever. Spreadsheets like Google Sheets or Excel are the pro tool for long-term planning. They allow you to create complex formulas that calculate your savings over 5, 10, or even 20 years. You can see the big picture. The pro of a spreadsheet is total customization. The con is that you have to enter the data yourself. Budgeting apps, on the other hand, are the kings of the daily track. They can connect directly to your bank account and alert you the second you spend too much on entertainment or dining out. A major pro of these apps is speed. The math is done for you. The con is that you might become too passive. If you don't look at the app, the alerts won't help you. Using a digital budget template is the best middle ground for beginners because it has all the categories, like rent, food, and savings, already built for you.
Noah here. Let's talk about the balance. What happens when your expenses are higher than your income? This is an unbalanced budget, and it leads to debt. You have two main levers to pull. First, you can increase your sources of income. For a student, this might mean taking on extra shifts, selling old clothes online, or starting a small side hustle. Second, you can reduce your costs. This requires you to take a critical look at your variable expenses. Do you really need three different video streaming services? Can you find a cheaper mobile phone plan? A major tip is to distinguish between fixed costs, which are hard to change quickly, and variable costs, which you can cut immediately to fix your budget today.
Chloe again. Monitoring your budget weekly allows you to catch small leaks before they sink your ship. A $5 coffee every day might not seem like much, but a digital tool will show you that it's $150 a month. That's almost $2,000 a year. Seeing that number in black and white, or red and green, gives you the motivation to change your behavior. This is where social-emotional learning comes in. Budgeting requires patience and discipline. It is the ability to stay focused on your long-term goal, like a car or a trip, even when you really want to buy that new gadget right now.
Liam back. Let's look at a student scenario. Imagine you earn $500 a month at a part-time job. Your fixed costs are zero because you live at home, but you want to save for university. If you spend $400 on food and games, you only save $100. But if you use an app to track that spending and you see that $300 of it was wants rather than needs, you can adjust. By reducing your wants to $200, you double your savings. That is the power of a balanced budget. It's not about stopping your fun. It's about prioritizing your future fun.
Danny's final tip for the tools. Use the rule of three. Always compare at least three different budgeting apps or templates before you settle on one. Some are designed for people with complex investments, while others are designed for students. Find the one that makes you want to look at your money. A pro of using a digital tool is that it removes the fear of the unknown. When you see the numbers, you are in control. The con of manual tracking is that it's easy to forget. Set a weekly money date with yourself, 15 minutes every Sunday, to review your digital tools and adjust for the week ahead.
Motivation comes from the data. There is a special kind of satisfaction when you see your savings bar on your app grow taller every month. It proves that you are a successful manager of your resources. This habit of using digital tools to balance your life will serve you forever. Whether you are budgeting for a high school graduation party or your first house, the principles are identical. Take a moment to look at the budget app simulation in your lesson. Try to balance the budget by cutting costs in three different areas. You will see how small changes add up to massive results. We will see you in our final video where we talk about the most powerful force in the financial universe. Interest.
Previous lesson. Back to course. Next lesson.